I'm Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. In Sri Lanka, the threat of an anti-conversion law will only build the church up. Danny Yohanan of Gospel for Asia says that in the past, as persecution has risen, so has church growth.
What we've seen, like in Orissa, with the persecution that happened a couple of months ago, is that there was actually more people coming to Christ and more churches being planted because of this. And so if they do pass this law, what we're going to see is actually more people getting saved.
Financial support and prayer are needed for the GFA missionaries and believers in Sri Lanka who risk their lives daily for the gospel. Next, wouldn't you like to make an eternal difference for God's kingdom? Ron Hutchcraft Ministries has created a 13-week program to teach you how to share your faith with people around you. The new program called the Life That Matters series will get you excited to be a rescuer of people you see every day who don't know Christ. Ron Hutchcraft says the program
turns everyday believers who never thought they could speak up about what Jesus has done for them into confident rescuers. And that's the answer to 150,000 people a day going into eternity. If worldwide, God's people will say, it's up to me.
And millions of pastors and church leaders in the developing world have little or no formal Bible training. Some live in areas hostile to the gospel. Mission Aviation Fellowship Learning Technologies created a solution by putting thousands of Bible resources on solar MP3 players and USB thumb drives. The material's encrypted, masked in such a way that if the thumb drive were examined, nothing Christian would be found. Mission Network News is a service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. Open Doors USA is making available the free DVD, World Watch China, a DVD that'll update you on the conditions believers are facing in the most populous country of the world. Get World Watch China by calling 1-800-995-4828 or follow the link at missionnetworknews.org. That's missionnetworknews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.